Microsoft this week released new software that gives businesses greater control over who can read, copy, or distribute documents. It's called Windows Rights Management Service. It can be used to restrict or protect information, but critics say it also can be used to cover up wrongdoing. Todd Bishop is a reporter with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. He explains how the new software works.
For instance, if I were to create a Microsoft Word file or an email, I could dictate what others could do with those files. I could prevent them from printing them, or I could prevent someone from forwarding an email that I send them.
And is this the future?
It's a very good question. If you do listen to Microsoft's competitors, they will tell you that they're not so convinced. On the other hand, business groups who advocate this type of thing will tell you that it's something that will give them a lot more confidence in doing secure types of document transfers on the internet in the long run.
So it blocks the electronic equivalent of a paper trail.
It does. It does. And as you can imagine, there are some people out there who don't think this is quite the panacea that Microsoft does. Among them are whistleblower organizations who worry that this will prevent people who wouldn't ordinarily come forward with allegations from documenting those allegations. I talked with one person who mentioned that, you know, imagine if this technology had been around in the 1970s and the Pentagon Papers had been digitally protected Microsoft Word files, would they have been leaked to the New York Times? It's an extreme example, but it's a good example of what this technology does.
Yes, Oliver North and Iran-Contra thought if you hit delete, it was gone.
That's right.
Not to mention Enron. Maybe, you know, Enron would never have been discovered if this technology had existed.
Well, it's possible. One thing to note is that this is an elective thing, so businesses can choose whether or not to protect certain documents, and Microsoft does not expect this to be used for the ordinary emails that you send across the room to your colleague. This is the type of thing that would be used to protect particularly sensitive documents, things that are maybe financial in nature or human resources files.
Is there another downside?
Well, one other downside is with this particular technology that Microsoft has come out with, digitally protected files created within it are not viewable on other types of operating systems. So, for instance, if I was running a Linux operating system, which is an open source alternative to Microsoft Windows, or even right now the Macintosh operating system from Apple, I wouldn't be able to view one of these digitally protected files, even if I were given permission by the file's author to do that. And the concern among some people out there is that this will further lock customers into Microsoft's technology.
Is this expensive?
It's all relative. Now, of course, this is a business application. This is not right now for consumers. The base cost is $37 per desktop computer from Microsoft. That's the listed price. If businesses buy in bulk, it's cheaper.
But the music recording business would like something like this.
I'm sure they would. And in fact, I think you're seeing that in part through the, for instance, Napster second generation and also through the Apple iTunes Music Store and others like them.
Todd Bishop is a reporter with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.